Thank you, Jesus. Sunday morning. This is April the 5th, 2020. This is the Prophet's Corner Uncut. The title of it is The Old is Passing Away. The old is passing away. The old ways. The generational evil that has been around since the fall of man. That evil alternate plan for man. Those that are part of this have chosen the way of Cain. They even call themselves the sons of Cain. When I was doing my research for television on Bigfoot, there was a different ones that I listened to their experiences and what in their research. And we're not talking about just somebody out there trying to have fun. We're talking about field researchers that have been doing it for years. You know, this is serious with them. Of having a meeting with these creatures in the dark and questioning them. Are you the Nephilim? No! They'd say, we're the sons of Cain. Sons of Cain. Let's read the book of Jude right quick. Sons of Cain. I want you to know, because of what's going on in our world right now, the warfare is very intense. It's very intense. Recognize it. It's not easy. But I said, Lord, you said that the days would be shortened, lest even the very elect be deceived. You know? To me, I believe that means to succumb, to be so, it's so intense you can't hardly stand it. All right, the book of Jude. Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ and brother James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and called, mercy unto you and peace and love be multiplied. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. For there are certain men crept in unawares who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. I will therefore put you in remembrance, though ye once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believed not. And the angels which kept their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved in everlasting chains under darkness until the judgment of the great day. Now this was the beginning of all this that's going on in our world right now. Even if Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in the manner giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Likewise, all these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, and speak evil of dignitaries. Yet Michael, the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses, durst not bring against him a writing accusation, but said, the Lord rebuke thee. But these speak evil of those things which they know not, but what they know naturally is brute beast and those things that corrupt themselves. Woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain and ran greedily after the error of Balaam for a reward and perished in the gainsaying of Korah. They are spots in your feast of charity when they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear. Clouds they are without water, carried about of winds, trees whose fruit wherewith, without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the roots. Raging waves of the sea, foaming out their own shame. This is wandering stars. We're talking about Hollywood. We're talking about the elites, these corrupt. Wandering stars, to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints, to execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed, and of all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. These are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lust, and their mouth speaketh great swelling words, having men's persons and admiration because of advantage. But, beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that they told you there should be mockers in the last time, who should walk after their own ungodly lust. Man, we're hearing that mocking right now. These be they who separate themselves sensual, having not the Spirit. This little man that makes the MyPillow, he has stepped up and he is making masks. Most of his staff, they're making masks for this time. And the president, he was having his presser, and this man stepped up to say a few words, and he said, "We just need to all get back to God." And he's a Christian, very strong in his beliefs. He started getting, the swamp creatures were coming out of everywhere, slamming him with nasty, mocking God and everything. It's just disgraceful. But ye, beloved, build yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. These others don't have the Spirit of God. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Now, if some have compassion, making a difference, I pray for this man's protection. And others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and ever. Amen. You can see in that book pretty much the generational evil I'm speaking to you about. And with my church, my saints, I am taking them out. This is the storm. The Great Awakening. They are murderers just like their master. They have slain much innocent blood, and the time of their judgment is at hand. This is that two-edged sword the Lord's talked to us about. One side's glory, the other side's judgment. Okay, Revelation 19. And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, he that sat upon, in this verse 11, was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. He was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God, and the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. This is the triumphant church right here. The Lord's in the lead. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I saw an angel standing in the sun. He cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great God. This is what we were taught, the marriage supper of the Lamb. We're going to sit up in heaven 7 years while everybody goes through hell down here and eat for 7 years. That's what we were taught. But this is not what we thought it was, is it? This is about birds eating the flesh of these wretched, horrible creatures. From what I understand, I was listening to some people about the Blessed to Teach guy. He's been bringing this guy that he's talking in parts about the Dumbs, the underground war, and our soldiers. And he talked about with the cannibalism and also the adrenochrome, that these people actually began to morph into something else. You know, he talked about the reptilians. And so they become something not of this world by what they're doing. You talk about the mark of the beast. They have morphed, their personalities change, their appearance changes. I mean, I've seen some of the films where Hillary was talking and one of her eyes just flopped over and looked like a reptilian eye. It was weird. You just go, ooh, what is that? See, there's just stuff. These things, these aliens, these creatures, all these movies we've seen, that's what they look like. These are demons. The grays, They're awful looking. They have the big alien heads and the jagged teeth and black eyes. People have seen them. They're demons. And I saw an angel sitting in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of the heaven, come and gather yourselves together into the supper of the great God, that ye may eat the flesh of kings, and the flesh of captains, and the flesh of mighty men, and the flesh of horses, and the flesh and of them that sit on them, and the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great. So as they have feasted on our innocent, so will the birds feast on them. Jesus is in the lead. He's speaking with the sword of his mouth, and we're doing just like him. We're seated with him in heavenly places. We're ruling and reigning with him, and we're sitting every day, and we're speaking. Things are happening. And I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. Like I said, we are in intense warfare at this time. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into a lake of fire burning with brimstone, and the remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, which sword proceeded out of his mouth, and all the fowls were filled with their flesh. That's what's going on, folks. Believe it or not, doesn't matter to me. I know it in my heart. No day has there ever been like this day. Okay, 20. I saw an angel come down from heaven having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. We're not going to see this with our own eyes unless we're having a vision. But it's nonetheless going on. The spiritual realm is more real than the natural realm. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years and cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal upon him that he should deceive the nations no more till 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that, he must be loosed a little season. People will say, well, if I don't see it, if I don't see what I've been taught all my life and I don't see that sign, then I'm not going to believe it. And they don't believe it. And they won't believe it. And they'll be deceived. View these passages in the light of this. This is 2 Kings 6. Don't think for a minute that the armies of heaven are not backing us up today in our warfare. They are. 2 Kings 6. I got to red pill somebody yesterday, 3 hours on the phone. We went all about into the book of Revelation. She just ate it up. Well, she'd already been red pill a little bit. She said, I know there's no rapture. She said, I studied myself. She said, it ain't nowhere in there. And I said, I know. And I said, but I come across people all the time, man. They don't want to give up their rapture, whether it's true or not. 2 Kings 6, 8. The king of Syria warred against Israel and took counsel with his servants, saying, in such a place shall be my camp. And the man of God sent unto the king of Israel. And I'm talking to Bill Gates right now, saying every person on the face of the earth is going to have to be vaccinated or they're not going back to work. If this ain't the mark of the beast, I don't know what it is. I say, no, you're going down, down, down into the pit. You and all your cronies, you're going down into the pit. I hope he drinks blood. I don't mean to be ugly, and I'd never want to condemn anybody, but I'll tell you what, it's time for them to go. Boastful, thinking you own the world because you got money. And the man of God sent unto the king of Israel, saying, beware that thou pass not such a place, for thither the Syrians are come down. And the king of Israel sent to the place which the man of God told him and warned him of, and saved himself there not once nor twice. Therefore the heart of the king of Syria was sore troubled for this thing, and he called his servants and said unto them, Will you not show me which of us is for the king of Israel? Isn't it amazing that the man that tried to kill millions of people through AIDS now wants to have a vaccine that will save us? What idiot ship did you come from? And one of his servants saith, None, my lord, O king, but Elisha the prophet that is in Israel telleth the king of Israel the words that thou speakest in thy bedchamber. And he said, Go and spy where he is, that I may send and fetch him. And it was told of him, saying, Behold, he is in Dothan. Therefore sent he thither horses and chariots and a great host, and they came by night and compassed the city about. And when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, an host compassed the city, both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, Alas, my master, how shall we do? And he answered, Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. Sound like your revelation? You are ruling and reigning with me in the heavenlies. This is your part of the battle. This is our warfare. We're overcoming by the blood of the Lamb, the word of our testimony. We're overcoming out of with the sword of our mouth. We're decreeing rules, regulations are changing. The landscape is changing because of what we are speaking. But there is a natural army that is going in and doing things in the earth. All right, don't be discouraged. Don't faint. I know the pain and the pressure. It is great, but I've got this. You're doing spiritual warfare, so those right now in earth, the military, can go in and do the cleanup. Stay the course. You win. Just as you are zealous of the kingdom of God, so these sons of Cain are zealous for their master. They will not give up without a fight, but give up they will. So, beloved, keep standing. Hold your ground, for my mercy and grace on you will abound. The two-edged sword is here. One side judgment, the other side mercy. Glory. Judgment for those who have rebelled. Glory for those that belong to me. This generational evil is deep-rooted and it won't happen overnight, so I need you holding the line. You can't give up and faint. I know it's painful. I experience it myself. Once it is over, nothing will be the same. This event is changing and will change the world forever. You will begin to see the old guard pass away. Now, we're talking about the church here, as well as those others. I'm done with them. They have finished their assignment. They're no longer relevant for this day. I will receive them home, and they will receive their reward. They were relevant for their time, but that time is over. There will be those who will discern the time and will gracefully step aside. They will remain. Those who won't will have to go because, like my prophet Tony Cook said, they will just get in the way and mess up my plan, for many of them have many followers. Like the Lord warned me about partnering with all these ministries. I know why he took me out of that. That's the old guard. It's part of the church age. Because if I'm hooked up with their vision because I partner with them, it's going to lead me where the Lord didn't want me to go. So be careful. The kingdom of God must advance forward, and my new players are aggressive and ready to advance the fray. They're chomping at the bit. Get out of the way, old timer! Spiritually speaking. They are not milk toast, but zealous and ready to take the kingdom by force if necessary. They're kicking Satan and his bunch out of every nook and cranny, and all the stuff they've stolen from my righteous. You are bold as lions. Out with the old, in with the new. My kingdom come, my will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Amen. The new wine won't be able to be poured into the old guard. They are old wineskins. Where the world has turned a blind eye and a deaf ear to the kingdom message, now through this event, they will begin to open their eyes. I was thinking about, in such a short time, the Lord's brought everything to a halt. And we need to look at it that way, that he is behind this. even though it's hard. But it's a small price to pay for what's happening and what's these children being freed. Yes, the virgins are awakening and beginning to hear the word for this day and this hour. Where your giftings have had no room, now they will. Just like Joseph, sold into slavery, imprisoned for no reason, estranged from his family, but in one day he went from the prison to the palace. This is happening. Your gift has made room for you, and you will stand before great men. Now you understand why no one seemed interested before. It was not time. But now is the time. Your day is here. As many, and there's many that go that are going for it just like you. It will start to change the minds of the people for the better. A new narrative, my narrative. It will spread like wildfire. Just look at how quickly the world changed nearly overnight. Never forget, I have the whole world in my hands. No need to fear. Everything that has been happening and is happening is advancing the cause. Yes, my cause. So warriors, you're draining the swamp in your third heaven authority seat, and my trumpet is leading the armed forces and draining the swamp. Out with the old, in with the new. This is post 1690. This is May 2nd, 2019. You're witnessing the systematic destruction of the old guard. Power will return to the people. Cue.